Previously on Left Behind.
Nikolai, Viva, so what?
Oh, get out of my way, woman!
What's happening, Leon?
Our troops have fallen.
Is that rain?
It looked like hail.
Big. Excellency, we have over 18 miles of front line curved in a half moon shape directly facing the enemy.
Colonel Stewart, have missiles launched on my command. Fire!
Withdraw! All troops withdraw!
Based on Glorious Appearing, the 12th book in the best-selling series, Tyndall House Publishers proudly presents episode 141 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
Eliezer, join me for a moment, my young friend.
Doctor, I am indeed grateful to be called young, but it does lead me to question your memory. We are both old as the rocks, are we not?
This is just the point. I am convinced chronology is no longer relevant. I have not felt this good since my teenage years.
Nor I, Doctor, nor I.
To that end, I am entertaining a thought. I do not know if access to such superhuman physical prowess will be maintained into the millennial kingdom.
I can think of no scriptures off the top of my head to address that question.
But if it remains, I will simply have to start a football league.
A football league?
Can you not see it? Soccer with the saints, and I mean the saints of old. I used to play as a young boy, and the spring in my step is bringing back such wonderful memories. What do you say? Quite the idea, is it not?
It is a remarkable notion to be presented by a Nobel scholar and eminent theologian, yes.
Will you assist me?
I will give the idea some serious thought.
Good. Even though you are currently thinking I have lost my mind, I will count on your involvement.
My involvement?
I believe that with a little time, I could turn a man of your stature into a first-rate goalkeeper.
I will look forward to that.
Good!
Dr. Rosenzweig, may I change the subject momentarily?
Certainly, my friend.
I am fielding many questions.
Yes, Eliezer, I can hear them.
I am certain there is no need for concern, but it does appear that Messiah is further ahead of us than he has been previously.
I was noticing that as well, my friend.
The separation appears to be increasing. I fear we will lose sight of him soon.
Eliezer, you are a dear brother and a trusted advisor. So, I will speak plainly.
Certainly, Doctor.
I am elated to announce a change in management.
Doctor?
Eliezer, Jehovah is with us. Jehovah God is actually with us. This means two things. One, I am humbly deferring entirely to his leading, even more so than before his presence. And two, your anxiety is a waste of time and energy.
Do you think it would be good to convey this message to the remnant?
Delightfully, I'm also out of the conveying business. How could I possibly speak to this mess after Yahweh himself has done so and will continue to do so? I'm sorry, Eliezer. I am done. Shall we run?
Hey, Ray.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I got a visual on the convoy coming into town.
Oh, you see us yet?
No, where are you?
Third row, behind the Humvee.
The clean one?
Yeah, that's us.
Oh, what's the matter? Couldn't get any closer?
They don't even see us.
All right, so what's the plan?
Well, right now, we're trailing Nick.
Any idea what he's doing?
Yeah, listening to his radio chatter, we got the whole scenario.
And?
Well, when Carpathia reaches Jaffa Road, he'll head for the Jaffa Gate along with a third of the fighting force. And the other two-thirds will split off north and south, surrounding the old city.
Okay.
And once everyone's in place, Carpathia will lead the charge through the occupied Armenian and Jewish quarters to the Temple Mount. They plan to batter through the western wall and overtake the rebels.
Yeah, plan to.
Yeah, exactly.
So how do you think Carpathia is going to get his parade thing through these narrow streets?
I've been wondering the same thing.
All right, when are you going to split off?
Oh, we're not.
So, what, you're planning on parading into the old city behind Carpathia?
Hey, why not? See if we can get in.
Unlikely.
Well, you can't win if you don't play.
This is the reception I expect.
Yes, Excellency. All of Jerusalem has come out to see your triumphant entry.
Yes. Yes, all of Jerusalem. How are we expected to traverse the streets with so many people outside? Don't these people know that this is a battle?
They believe you have already won, Excellency.
Who is in command of our troops here?
Being a religious man, it would be difficult for me to...
Oh, command! Who is in charge of the Jerusalem Theater?
You are, sir.
Who is in charge of the troops, you imbecile? What military commander?
That would be General Roby, Excellency.
Get me General Roby immediately.
Yes, sir.
Oh, this is foolishness. How are we expected to proceed to the Temple Mount? There's not enough room here.
General Roby.
General, our convoy is stalled at the Jaffa Gate. Alert the Unity Army Corps of Engineers to raise the buildings along the route to the Temple Mount so we may proceed.
We've lost contact with the COE, Commander. We cannot establish contact with any of the forces at Petra, which is where the bulk of that division was stationed.
Oh, I have no interest in reports regarding Petra.
With all due respect, even if we could reach them, it would take hours, maybe even days, to do what you suggest.
Fine. General, I want you to come to my position, contact the stables, and have our horses delivered immediately.
Yes, Commander, I'm on my way.
Which of you idiots told me my parade route through the old city was a capital idea?
I really couldn't.
No, shut up, Leon!
Potentate, we are awaiting your orders.
Leave the cars where they are. I shall lead the rest of the attack on horseback.
Yes, sir.
Potentate, look. The man in the clouds has gone.
Of course he's gone. He's weak. He knows he cannot defeat me. Give me my sword. Do you have the uniform for the reverend that we asked for?
Here it is, sir. Biggest we have. You can change in the cathedral.
I will be back in a moment, Excellency.
Hey, stranger. Fancy running into you here.
How you doing? You know me. I can't miss a good shellacking.
You appear to be out of uniform, soldier.
I got the same memo you did, Smitty. Frankly, I doubt anyone cares.
I think they have enough on their minds.
Yeah, nonetheless, we may want to split up.
Oh, that sounds good. Smitty, you go north. Mac, south.
Yep. Yes.
We'll meet you outside the eastern wall at the Golden Gate when this is all over.
You got it.
What is our equestrian strength?
Excellency, of more than 1 million soldiers, a little more than 1/10 are on horseback.
We will take the first wave to the western wall on horseback, General.
Yes, Commander. And Reverend Fortunato?
Order Reverend Fortunato an appropriate mount.
I'm not sure we have anything in his size. We'll do what we can.
I'm sure you will find something. Ah, General Roby, have this microphone turned on.
You're on, Potentate.
United Army and people of Jerusalem, today is a day that will be remembered for all time. Today the enemies of truth, love, and of light will be destroyed forever. The leaders of this cult that project images in the sky to scare us, they are hiding in the old city, waiting for us to attack them. We will not just attack them. We will destroy them! Follow me to the western wall. Make way for the battering ram and missile launchers. Make way for change. Make way for peace.
We'll be right back.
Smitty, you copy?
5x5, Mac.
You all set?
Sure thing. Found a spot near Antonia's fortress. I've got a good line of sight on the approach to the Temple Mount. Plus, I can see the surrounding forces. They have the old city surrounded several thousand deep.
Okay, sounds like a good spot. Hunker down and stay out of sight.
Roger. Where are you?
Just a few steps from the Dung Gate, southern corner of the old city.
Got it.
Ray, you hearing all this?
Yeah, I think I have a visual on you, Mac.
You're too old to see that well.
I was.
You, over by the western wall?
Yeah, just short of it. I got a little rise here and a bit of brush for cover. Other than not having popcorn, I'm pretty much ready for the show to begin.
Mount up! For the glory of your risen master and lord of the earth! Forward! Attack! Break through the wall! Take the Temple Mount! Destroy the rebels!
This force will not respond!
What, you fools! Control your animals! Make way! If the animals won't cooperate, continue without them! Press the advance!
My eyes! Are burning!
Reinforcements charge! Tear! Fire! Attack!
My lord, help me!
Get up, Leon! Get up! We are not defeated. We have a million more soldiers, and we shall prevail.
They are dying before our very eyes!
Commander, sir!
Behold, the Son of Man.
You will not defeat me.
Hide me from him, Excellency.
You are nothing. I am like them most high. Come, you cannibal.
An earthquake!
Maintain your post, or I will kill you myself. Another trick of the enemy, and I will not stand for it.
Commander, we are losing troops by the thousands.
It's all a deception.
The earth is swallowing troops. General, how are we being deceived?
General, you are relieved of your post.
Thank you, sir. All the best.
You!
It is over, Excellency.
It is over. When I say it is over...
Speak comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her that her warfare is ended and that her iniquity is pardoned, for she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. Every valley has been exalted and every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places have been made straight and the rough places smooth. The glory of the Lord has been revealed. And all flesh have seen it together, for I have spoken.
Mac!
Hey, Ray, you're in one piece.
Yeah. Whoa, what a show, huh?
Wow. Unbelievable. Hey, you talked to Smitty yet?
Yeah, he's headed this way.
Good.
You should have seen Nikolai and Leon.
I saw him briefly when Leon fell off his horse.
Nikolai galloped off a little while ago, heading back the way he came. Leon comes charging along after him, pleading to let him ride along.
I'll bet that didn't happen.
No, it didn't.
Ooh. Hang on.
Whew.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah. I wonder how long those aftershocks are going to go on.
A little tectonic surfing there.
Gentlemen!
Oh,
hey,
Smitty.
There he is.
Good to see you're okay.
Quite the battle, huh?
Kind of one-sided, praise God.
Oh, indeed.
Hey, think about this for a second.
What's that?
Well, if that was the big one, you know, the one that Scripture talks about? I mean, imagine what this planet looks like from the air. Huh? No mountains, completely level.
Wow.
Except for Jerusalem.
Oh,
wow. Hmm. That's something. Kind of too bad for Smitty, though.
Yeah, why? Why's that?
Well, think about it. He spends all this time studying geography, and now everything he knows is wrong.
Oh, you're very funny, man.
Doctor, how are you?
Miss Pale Moon, I don't believe I've ever been better. How are you?
Very excited at all that's happening. Something new every minute.
It is true. It is wonderfully true.
But I wonder how long it'll be until we're reunited with loved ones who went on to heaven before us.
Very soon, I hope. There are many I wish to see too, but first I want to see Jesus face to face.
Is that what's next?
Oh, I think it is. The Lord himself will set foot on earth again for only the second time since his ascension.
I noticed everyone was headed in the same direction. Are we going someplace specific?
The Mount of Olives, of course.
Oh, yeah. You can see it from here.
Yes, you can. One of Jesus' most famous sermons was preached here. When he made his triumphal entry, he came from the Mount of Olives.
So it makes sense. That's where he wants to go now.
It certainly does to me. What is amazing is that he wants us to join him.
You, soldier, who is your commanding officer?
Captain Ibis, sir.
Captain, is there no one higher in rank?
Not that I know of, sir.
Very well, where is he?
That APC right over there.
Come, Leon. Captain Ibis?
Yes, Potentate.
Are you the ranking officer?
To the best of my knowledge, sir.
I am giving you a field promotion to general. You shall lead the troops against this so-called remnant.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
As you can see, they have gathered on the Mount of Olives, no doubt waiting for the light show in the sky to tell them what to do. They do not realize they're completely surrounded.
Our troops are in position to destroy them, sir. The armor is in position to begin the barrage. They just await the order.
Fine. Hear me! This city shall become my throne. The temple will be flattened, and the way made for my palace the most magnificent structure ever erected. The final stage of our conquest is ready to be executed! Begin the advance!
Okay. We've got the army approaching from there, and Jesus.
Fear not, for I am with you.
Is it wrong to suggest that the Lord is stating the obvious?
I'm gonna say yes.
I can't imagine Carpathia really thinks he's gonna do something with that sword.
Especially since the Lord appears to be descending onto the Mount of Olives.
Attack! Attack!
I am who I am.
What is that sound?
The ground is moving!
Move the sky!
The Lord your God has come, and all the saints with me. You shall flee from my mountain valley, for the mountain valley reaches to Azal. Yes, you shall flee as you fled from the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah.
Hang on! Jerusalem is rising!
The Mount of Olives is split in two!
Ray, look, you see him? See Nikolai and Leon take it off? Trying to get to safety.
Yeah, and what's with that ball of light bouncing along?
Remember what I told you? I saw at Solomon's stables?
You mean...
That's Lucifer!
Oh, my.
Wow. All right, the good news is he's given up on Nick, so the end can't be too far away.
Yeah, the sooner the better!
Come, Excellency.
I can't. Why have you forsaken me?
Excellency, we must escape.
There is no escape, false prophet.
Stay back! Stay back!
Why have you left me now?
The time of the feast is over. Today is the day of the Lord.
So we have the earthquake that levels Israel.
Right.
And the Mount of Olives has split in two from east to west, creating a valley.
Mm-hmm. And elevating the actual city of Jerusalem by some 300 feet, creating a perfect plateau, if you will, from which to rule.
Okay. And speaking of rulers, our Lord is where at this point?
Oh, now this was amazing. The first time Jesus rode into Jerusalem, it was on a borrowed donkey to a moderate reception. This time, as he slowly descended toward Jerusalem, it was on a powerful white horse, and with every word he spoke, more of his enemy were literally destroyed. Mm.
What happens next?
Well, as one would expect, the crowd flows westward following Jesus. The earthquake has opened the east gate, and the crowd wastes no time taking advantage of that.
Yeah, heading into the old city.
Right. Now, the thing that really stands out in my mind was the moment I entered the old city. As I walked in, I'm expecting to see the same bomb damage, the carcasses of horses, and the strewn flesh of Unity Army dead. Instead, the place is spotless.
No bomb damage, no jagged walls, not destroyed buildings or rotting flesh, and no smell. I mean, the earthquake, in addition to changing the geography of the city, has also been the instrument of a massive cleanup.
So the entire procession is filing into the city.
That's right. Jesus leads us almost to the Western Wall, and then circles around so that the remnant basically forms a circle within the city. And when everyone had finally stopped walking and shuffling and maneuvering into place, Jesus dismounts, stretches out his arms, and begins to speak.
Oh, Jerusalem. Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. See, your house was left to you desolate. For I said to you, you shall see me no more. To you said, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord!
Come to me, my child.
Me?
Yes, Rayford.
Well, there are thousands here. And you want... I mean, what a privilege.
Come unto me, Rayford, and I will give you rest.
Lord, what have I done to deserve this?
Rayford, I am thrilled to see you.
Thrilled to see you?
Come closer.
Oh, Jesus. I'm overwhelmed with the shame of my sin. I feel faint.
Rayford, take my hands.
The nail scars.
Yes.
I can see the holes in your hands.
For you, Rayford? Rayford, how I have looked forward to and longed for this day. I knew your name before the foundation of the world. I have prepared a place for you, and if it were not so, I would have told you.
But Lord,
I was there when you were born. I was there when you thought your mother had abandoned you. I was there when you concluded that I made no sense.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Lord.
I was there when you almost married the wrong woman. I was there when both your children were born. I was there when your wife chose me and you did not. I was there when you nearly broke your vows. When you nearly died before you knew me. I was there when you were left behind. And I was waiting and rejoicing when finally you came to me.
Thank you.
I have loved you with an everlasting love, Rayford. I am the lover of your soul, and you were meant to be with me for eternity. And now you shall be.
Yes.
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book Glorious Appearing by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins. Sound design by Glenn West. Music by Steve Wick. Directed and produced by Todd Bastide. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.